You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hey there, it's Alex Hall again, and this podcast is about Night Owl, which is, to my knowledge anyway, the only accessible Twitter client for OS X. And because it's the only one, it's the one I use, and it's the one that you'll probably use if you want to do Twitter on the Mac. And it's pretty self-explanatory for the most part, but there are some things that are a little bit strange and may need a little explanation. So, let's go ahead and just jump right into this. We'll go over some settings first, and once we're done with that, we'll go into actually reading and managing tweets.
Night Owl, timeline left parent, med cap right parent.
So right now I'm in my personal one, my MEHGCAP account. And the timeline, by the way, is where any tweets sent by anyone you follow will appear, as well as any mentions that you get. It does not show direct messages, but it shows everything else. As I said, we're going to go through some settings real quick first. So Command comma to get into settings.
Preferences, ellipsis, accounts, window, checked, checkbox.
And I was in this last night, so I'm actually in a different spot than you might end up. I'll just jump to the top of the window with VO, shift, function, left arrow. Be easier if I had a home key on this laptop. But.
Toolbar.
So let's go into general first. I'll go into this toolbar.
Interact with toolbar. 9 items, accounts, selected, general button.
That's the one I want.
Press general, selected button.
And I'm not going to tell you, by the way, that I'm using VO right or VO left or all that. I'm assuming that you know the very basics of using VoiceOver already. So I'm going to stop interacting with the toolbar.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And we'll go right and see what we have.
Unchecked. Enable real-time streaming. Checkbox.
Real-time streaming is basically a way to automatically have tweets appear as soon as they're sent. And I believe it's default. I always have it on, so I can't remember if it's the default or not. But if you have it on, every time a tweet is sent from anyone that you're following, you get that tweet immediately. Whereas if it's off, you actually have an interval during which things are updated. So maybe every 45 seconds or 5 minutes, whatever you set it to.
Checked. Refresh tab after posting timeline, colon, checkbox.
That will update the whatever tab you're in when you post a tweet. So if I send a new tweet and I had auto refresh off, then even if it hasn't been the 45 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever the interval is, as soon as I send that, the entire tab is refreshed and it grabs any tweets that are new since the last time it looked.
Checked. Refocus on tweet list after posting timeline, colon, checkbox.
As far as I know, this is just a visual thing. A lot of these are going to be rather visual and not very important to you as a VoiceOver user, so I won't really touch on them.
Checked. Automatically scroll to the top tweet list, colon, checkbox.
Another visual one. Some of these will also have descriptions after them, which I will skip because they really aren't very important for us.
It automatically unchecked. Center to selection on keyboard scroll, checkbox.
Yet another visual only thing, as far as I know.
It will scroll automatically. Checked. Scroll with animation, checkbox.
Obviously visual.
Configure auto refresh button.
Auto refresh in here is if you have real-time streaming off, you can go in there and change how often every tab is refreshed. I think by default your home tab, or timeline as it calls it, is every 45 seconds, your mentions are 2 minutes, and your DMs are 5. But you can go in there and change everything. There's a stepper for each item that you can change to whatever value you want.
Tweets to load after launch, colon, 200. Tweets to load after launch, colon, pop-up button.
By default, whenever Night Owl launches, every tab is empty. And what it'll do is automatically grab up to this limit when it loads. So right now I've got about 2,000 tweets, just because I follow a lot of people, in my timeline. If I close Night Owl now and reopened it, it would be empty again. And this setting tells me that I would get 200 of the most recent tweets. I could change it all the way up to 800 and get 800 of the most recent tweets, but I don't really see the point. So I just leave it set to 200.
Show or hide application, colon.
This is a little bit confusing because the item after this.
Show or hide application, colon, unknown.
I'm not sure what that does because it's not something VoiceOver even recognizes.
Unchecked. Set focus to the tweet input field. Show or hide application, colon, checkbox.
As far as I can tell, what that'll do is whenever you go back to Night Owl or maximize it, it'll automatically put you on the new tweet field.
Close button.
And we're looped around to the beginning again, so we're done with general. Let's go to the next one.
Dimmed, zoom, general, toolbar, interact with toolbar, accounts button.
And I want to show you accounts real quick, because there's pretty basic stuff, but there are a few things that you'll want to set.
Press account selected button. Stop in accounts window. Toolbar table row 1 of 3. Image Medcap selected.
And here we have a table. I've got 3 accounts. That's why there are 3 rows in that table. Let me choose
image Votips.
There we go. My Votips account, which is the main one we'll be using for this demonstration.
Selected general tab 1 of 2.
Now you've got 2 subtabs inside of the accounts window. They are general
notification tab 2 of 2
and notification. You can actually manage the sound notifications and badges on an account by account basis, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Checked enable unread management checkbox.
And what this will mean is basically it's the app badge. So if you see Night Owl on your dock and it says a number after it, that's the badge. If you get 3 DMs, it might say Night Owl, 3 new items, that sort of thing. And this turns that on or off. You can further control it, though. You can tell it if you want DMs and mentions to count, or only one or only the other.
Checked. Manage unread tweets and timeline tab. Checkbox.
And that means that any mentions that you get, if you read those in your main timeline instead of the mentions tab, they'll still count against removing them from the badge. And that's if it's checked as it is now. If it's not checked and I read a mention in my timeline, it wouldn't count, and that mention would still seem to be unread.
Checked. Manage unread tweets and mentions tab. Checkbox.
And there, same idea there. If I uncheck this, and if I uncheck the one to its left, then mentions won't be counted at all, and only DMs will. And if I go one more to the right,
checked. Manage unread tweets in direct message tab. Checkbox.
I can turn DMs off if I want to. And again, that won't turn off the entire functionality. It'll just stop it from counting toward the app badge.
Unchecked. Use tweet marker to sync scroll position. Checkbox.
So I can use tweet marker. Unfortunately, that doesn't actually work. As far as I can tell, maybe visually it does, but VoiceOver never focuses on the tweet that is actually synced by this service. I'm not really sure why. I don't know if it's a VoiceOver thing or a Night Owl thing, but suffice it to say that tweet marker is technically supported, but doesn't seem to actually work if you're using VoiceOver.
Footer text colon.
Footer text is nice if you have maybe a shared account and you need it to always have your initials at the end of every tweet. The sort of the convention is a caret followed by your 2 initials. So you might see that on the AppleVis account, or I see it on Verizon support account, a couple bank accounts, all those different Twitter accounts where a bunch of people might be using them. They usually mark them with their initials. This is an easy way to do that. You just go in here, you turn it on with
star unchecked, insert footer text colon, checkbox.
That checkbox. And then to the left of the checkbox, between the footer text label and this checkbox, you've got
star YF star, footer text colon, dimmed text.
You've got just some sample text there, and it's dimmed right now because the checkbox is off, but if I were to enable that checkbox, I could go in here and, like, I would type caret AH for me, or a signature, or sent from Night Owl, you know, whatever you want as your text to be appended to the end of every tweet you send from this account. So let's keep moving right.
Uncheck in add button.
And we can add a new account.
Remove button.
Delete this current one.
Button.
And we've got an unlabeled button that I'm not entirely certain what it does.
Checked checkbox.
And a checkbox, same deal.
Close button.
And that's it for accounts. You can also go in there and manage the different sounds.
Dimmed account, accounts, toolbar.
But that's a very basic thing. You can just manage sounds for errors and sent tweets, getting DMs, getting mentions, and deleting tweets. They're basic checkboxes, so I won't waste your time going through all of them.
Toolbar.
Let's go in here and change a few more things.
Interact with toolbar. Appearance button.
Appearance, I don't really touch because it's just about all visual.
Tab button.
Tab might be worth a look.
Press tab selected button.
And I'm just going right in order here. There's still a couple more things that I really want you to see, so stick with me. We're getting there.
Stop interacting with tab window. Toolbar unread colon. Uncheck. Mark all tweets as read on application. Start unread colon. Checkbox.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Checked. Move between tabs when jumping to unread tweet. Unread colon. Checkbox.
That's a nice feature. The space bar, by default, will move you between unread tweets. And what this means is that, say you're looking at your timeline and you have one new unread tweet and you can't find it anywhere. You're not sure where it went. If it's a direct message, then this should, in theory, move you to your DM tab so that you can see that message. Now, it doesn't seem to always work in practice, at least not for me, but that's what the option is supposed to do.
Unchecked. Mark all tweets as read when scrolled to the top checkbox.
I also don't have that checked because I don't really want that to be the case. But again, if you want it, it's right there.
Others colon. Checked. Show favorites tab left paren requires restart right paren others colon. Checkbox.
So you can turn off your favorites tab if you never use favorites at all and you want more room for maybe saved searches, then you can disable that.
Checked. Show list tab left paren requires restart right paren others colon. Checkbox.
And if you don't really use lists, you can turn that off as well, again, to have more room for custom tabs.
Unchecked. Resize tab width to label width others colon. Checkbox.
Seems visual. I've never found it to make much of a difference.
Unchecked. Enable tab scrubbing others colon. Checkbox.
So obviously that's not really going to affect VoiceOver.
Checked. Refilter all tweets on tab configuration. Change others colon. Checkbox.
And as I understand it, what this will do is basically, if you change the configuration of a tab, maybe you apply a mute to a user, this will automatically filter all your tweets by that new rule so that even tweets sent before you made the change will be muted. And it's, again, just your preference, whatever you want to do. It's not really going to make a huge difference either way.
All tweets are refiltered when you change tab or blocking configuration. Configure custom tabs ellipsis button.
And we'll get into that in a bit. We can also get there through the drop-down menus, but if you wanted to, you can get it through here.
Close button.
And that's everything. Now there's one more important setting I do want to show you before we get out of here.
Tab. Toolbar. Interact with toolbar. Text input button.
And that is in the text input.
Press text input selected button.
Get out of the toolbar.
Stop text input. Autocomplete colon.
Okay, autocomplete. Turn that.
Unchecked. Show candidates automatically autocomplete colon. Checkbox.
Off. Be sure to turn that off. Sometimes it works, most times it doesn't. And when it doesn't, it causes really funny things to happen. In the past, though, certainly not within the last couple of years, I've actually had VoiceOver lock up on me. So I just leave it off now. It's nice. If it worked, it'd be nice because it can automatically suggest usernames that you type a lot or hashtags that you type a lot. But when it works, it's kind of still annoying because you've got a whole bunch of matches you have to down arrow through. And unless you've completely forgotten the name of someone or the hashtag you were using, it's often faster to just type it anyway. But as I said, it rarely works at all, and when it doesn't, it just gets in the way. So I just leave it off.
Quote now playing quote format colon.
And the rest of these are just going to be formats you can use to tweet the song you're playing right now, or the web page you're browsing. And they're pretty simple, they're basic text inputs, so I won't again waste your time with those. Let's go back to the toolbar.
Auto return. Key combination to post colon. Pop-up button.
Right, that is one more. If you want to, as I do, you can have the return key set to send your tweet. And that will mean that when you press enter, your tweet is sent. And when you press control enter, it inserts a new line into your tweet. And if you want to, you can do it the other way around, so that enter will insert a new line and control enter will actually send it. So you just go in here.
Menu checkmark, return. Control plus return. Command return.
And you can also do
checkmark, return.
Command return if you wanted to. So you've got a few different options there. And again, if you change it to anything other than return, then plain old enter is going to insert a new line, and whatever you selected will send. Whereas if you have it the way I do, control enter should insert a new line.
Return. Key combination to post colon. Key combination to post 13 point. Font size colon.
So there's your font.
Uncheck. Insert quote. Quote before replies to multiple users' tweet input colon. Checkbox.
And what that'll do is, by default, Twitter will not show you a tweet that is sent from someone you're following if that tweet begins with a username that you're not following. And if you enable this option, it'll put a period before that so that everyone will see it, even if they're not following the person you're mentioning at the start of your tweet. So I leave that off just because it's my preference. But here again, if you want to change that, go right ahead.
Tweet input colon. Toolbar.
And now we're back to our toolbar, and I was just moving left there for a bit. I must have touched something on the trackpad instead of moving right like I intended, so we missed a few at the beginning. But they're all right in there in the text input tab.
Interact with toolbar. Color button.
Color, of course, we don't really care about.
Notification button.
Notification is useful. I'll go in here just to show you, but it's...
Press notification. Stop interacting with notification window.
All right.
Unchecked. Enable visual notification checkbox.
Now, I don't want visual notifications because I can't see them. And that means that everything after this is going to actually be dimmed.
Advanced colon. Dim checked. Dim unchecked. Restriction max. 5. Restriction. Dimmed step notifications per second. Sound.
Okay, there we go. The sound ones are what we want.
Sound effect colon. Checked. Enable sound effect checkbox.
That's sort of a master switch. If you turn that off, none of the rest of these will play.
Checked. Play error sound checkbox. Volume colon. 80%. Volume colon. 80% slider.
So you can change how loud it is.
80%. Account notification ellipsis button.
And that's what we were looking at a minute ago in the accounts tab. The notifications tab there would be the same thing.
Close button.
And that's it for notifications.
Notification toolbar.
Make sure there's nothing else here that
interact
I need to...
with toolbar. Services button.
Okay, yeah, services.
Press services selected button.
This is how you'd set up a relator service like Instapaper or Pocket. And this is where you'd enable a few other things. Let me just show you real quick.
Stop interact services window. URL shortener colon. img.ly image service colon. Pop-up button.
All right. If your Mac is anything like mine, it seems every so often focus will actually land in the middle of the window instead of at the top. So let me just go to the top.
Toolbar.
So that we're all starting at the same place.
Image service colon.
There we go. Now I'm going right from the toolbar.
img.ly image service colon pop-up button.
And you've got a few there to choose from, so pick whichever one you like the most.
URL shortener colon.
Same idea here. You can pick from the different URL shorteners that are available.
Twitter. URL shortener colon pop-up button.
And Twitter should be the default one, but you can pick another one if you like it more.
Setup bit.ly account ellipsis button. Translation target language colon. English. Translation target language colon. Pop-up
and
button.
What that'll do is automatically translate any tweet that you request into this language.
Read later service colon. Setup read later service colon button.
This will take you to a list of different services that you can enable. The two that I've got are Pocket and Instapaper, but I believe there are others as well.
Close button.
And that's it for services.
Services. Toolbar. Interact with advanced button.
So advanced is the only other tab in here, as you can
advanced.
See, because it loops around after this one.
Press stop inter advanced window. Toolbar. Double click action colon.
Double click action is not going to affect us.
Enter user view. Double click action colon. Default tweet copy format colon.
Default tweet copy format is unfortunately not a template like sending your currently browsing page or playing song.
Message. Default tweet copy format colon. Pop-up button.
So I've got it set to just copy the message, but you can look at the other format and see what one you like the most.
Dialog colon. Reset dialog settings button. Others colon. Unchecked. Open links in background others colon. Checkbox.
And what that'll do is whenever you open a link from a tweet, it'll keep Safari in the background so you can open a bunch of them at once and then go look at them all at once instead of switching to Safari automatically.
Close button.
And that is it for preferences.
Press close button.
Now we're back in the actual Night Owl client in the main window, and we're getting ready now to do the tweet management part of all this. And the first thing to know is that with QuickNav off, please leave QuickNav off for this, it'll make your life easier. All you've got to do is up and down arrow to read your tweets. You don't have to interact with the table or anything, you can just go in here and up and down arrow. So if I hit down arrow,
Michael Hansen dash Alex Hall dash Michael API Michael voiceover tips dash at MH3000.
So I just hit down arrow a few times and it just read each tweet as I did so. If you want to go from your main timeline to other tabs, you just use command right or command left. Command right obviously goes right, command left goes left. And the default order is the main timeline, which we're in now. Mentions is to the right, followed by direct messages, followed by favorites. And then you get into other things, lists and save searches and whatever else you've got configured. But sort of the four major defaults are the main timeline, mentions, direct messages, and favorites. And I point that out because not only can you use command left or command right, you can also use control 1 through control 0. and those will move you to your first 10 tabs. If I wanted to go to my direct messages right now, I could hit Command Right Arrow twice, or I could just hit Command 3.
No row selected.
Sorry, Control 3.
Michael Hansen - direct message received. Good sir. - 12 hours.
And there's my direct message list.
Voiceover tips - DMH 3129.
And you can also tell because it said D and then the username instead of at the username. So if you ever start a tweet with a capital D, a space, and then someone's username with no at sign, that's the other way to send a direct message. Now, speaking of sending, there are a few other things that you can do. To make a new tweet that isn't necessarily a mention or anything, just whatever you want to type in it, you just Command N.
New tweet, edit text.
And you can type whatever you want. Hello from a podcast demonstration, which I misspelled apparently. So if I up arrow,
hello from a podcast demonstration,
there it is, and I can send it. Before I send it, though, I want to make sure that I haven't exceeded my character count. And to do that, I just VO right.
Action menu button.
Twice.
104 character counter.
104 characters remaining is what that means. If I went back left.
Edit text insertion at beginning of text. Hello from a podcast demonstration.
There it is.
Space.
If I were to
space.
Exceed my character limit, it would just say dash or minus however many characters I'm over. So if I went over by 5, it would say - 5 characters. Pretty simple.
Selection deleted.
And I just cleared the entire thing because I don't really want to send anything at the moment. So that's how you do a new tweet, again, without mentioning anyone or without being in relation to any other tweet at all. Let me get back to my table of tweets here just by pressing tab.
Table, row 2 of 5.
If I wanted to reply to a tweet, I would just find it and I would press enter.
Reply, edit text insertion at end of text, DMH 3129.
And now it's replying to Michael Hansen, who, by the way, is another member of the AppleVis editorial team. That's why he's in this podcast. He okayed me to use his Twitter username. But before I said that a direct message is D followed by the username, and that's exactly what we have here. Night Owl automatically inserted it because I'm replying to a direct message. Let me clear this.
Selection deleted.
There we go. Get back to the table.
Table. Row.
And press Control 1.
634 rows added. Voice.
Now I'm in my main timeline. And if I wanted to reply to Michael instead of direct message.
Michael Hansen - at VO.
I would find a tweet from him, and I would press Enter, and notice what it says this time.
Reply. Edit text insertion at end of text. At MH 3129.
So now we are replying because that's just the at sign followed immediately by his username. And not the D.
At selection deleted.
If there are multiple users in a tweet, by the way, Shift Enter replies to all instead of only replying to the sender. There are a few more things that you can do with tweets. F will toggle the favorite status. Exclamation mark will report the user as spam and block them automatically. You can also mute and do a few other things. For instance, you can retweet with Command Shift V. I don't know why it's V. I have no idea, but it is. Command Option V will be the same idea. It'll let you retweet, but instead of just sending it out automatically, it lets you retweet with a comment. So it puts the original tweet in your new tweet box and then puts your cursor at the beginning for you to type your comment. And I think that's everything as far as managing tweets from any sort of tab goes. So Enter Reply, Shift Enter Reply All, Command Shift V is retweet with no confirmation, Command Option V is retweet with comment, F is favorite, D is send direct message to user. Command N is new tweet. Exclamation mark is report as spam. And there might be other ones that you can do as well. There's actually a tweet drop-down menu that I recommend you go look through to see exactly what all is available. Now, as far as links, say I find a tweet with a link.
Table, row 7 of 600.
Let me just make one real quick. So I want to do Command N for new tweet.
New tweet, edit text.
And maybe I'd say, just a reminder, www.applevis.com is a great resource for all things related to Apple accessibility. And send with just the Enter key.
One row added, Michael Hen.
There it goes. Let me jump to the top. And that's a standard Mac command option up arrows the top of any tab and option down arrows the bottom.
VoiceOver tips dash just a reminder colon http://t.co/sro-nofic-n is a great resource for all things related to Apple accessibility. Dash 12s.
Okay, so what happened there? A couple things. First, you'll notice that it ended with dash 12s, and what that is trying to say is 12 seconds ago. It might say 5M for 5 minutes ago, or, you know, 2H, 2 hours. It's always a number followed by the letter representing the time distance, so H for hours, M for minutes, that sort of thing. If it's way longer ago, like my first ever tweet,
VoiceOver tips dash iOS colon, in iOS 7's keypad, in the phone app, the delete button has moved from the lower right to the upper right, just FYI, dash September 23rd, 2013.
So there it told me that it was sent on September 23rd, 2014. If it's too long ago, it won't try to do the relative date thing, it'll just give you the absolute date. But let me go back to the top.
VoiceOver tips dash just a reminder colon, http://t.co/sro-nofic-n is a great...
Okay. What's going on with the link there is it was shortened, as Twitter always does to links. And I'm told that visually on the screen you can actually see applevis.com written out. But VoiceOver, for some reason, always only reads the shortened one. So there's no way for you to know where that link is actually going to go. How would I actually open this? Well, it's very simple. If you want to open a link, you press L.
Safari, untitled, window, frame 0.
And it'll just load the page for you. If there are multiple links, by the way, pressing L will open all of them that it can. So if you've got, you know, 3 links, it'll open 3 tabs in Safari. And I said that it can because image links are actually not opened. If you've got a link somewhere in a tweet and you press L and all you get is an error beep, it's probably because that link is actually pointing only to an image. So images are not opened in Safari, they're just kind of there, and I gather that they're there visually on the screen, but VoiceOver just sees them as a link. The only other thing about links that I do want to mention,
Night Owl,
is there's an easy way to send them to a read later service. So if you're reading along and you're like, that's a great article, but I don't have time right now, you can just hit Command E,
read later,
done. Now that URL has been sent to my Pocket account. Now, there are a couple other things about reading tweets and filtering them that I do want to go over before we move on to custom tabs. There are a few ways to find a user, to follow a user, and to view a conversation. The first thing that I want to show you is how to view an entire conversation.
VoiceOver tips dash just a reminder colon, HTTP.
Now, this tweet is not in response to anything. There's nothing related to it. And as you can see, I'm still on my main timeline. VOF2 will tell me that.
Timeline left paren, vodip to right paren, window.
Yep, still there. So I've got tweets from everyone that I follow.
Michael Alex Hall dot Michael Hansen dot.
So I follow, right now I'm following myself and Michael just for demonstration purposes. But all of those tweets appear in my timeline.
Michael, VoiceOver tips dash.
If I want to just see the tweets from me, Command 2 will do that.
VoiceOver tips dash just a reminder call.
Now I'm seeing only my tweets.
User view. Voiceover.
So as I down arrow there, you can see that that's all tweets from only me. Whereas a second ago, when I down arrowed, I could see tweets from me, my other personal account, and Michael's account. To get back out of this, Command 1.
Reset view. 3.
Will always reset you to your starting tab. So whatever tab you were in when you first invoked all these other views, you'll be returned to. And you're also put back to the tweet you were on. Right now, if I up and down arrow,
Mike, VoiceOver tips dash, just a reminder.
Even though I was way down reading my own timeline a minute ago, I'm now back at that top tweet, because that's where I started from. To view a conversation,
Michael Hansen dot app API, Michael Hansen dash at VO tips, and here's one more mention from me to you, smiley dash 12 hours.
And here's one more mention. Now say I have no idea what that's in response to. Let me look with Command 3. That'll show me the entire conversation.
Conversation view. VoiceOver tips dash at MH3129 and one more mention. VoiceOver tips dash at Michael Hansen dash at VO tips. That's kind of.
I'm just down arrowing. And I can see that instead of being the entire timeline, now my view consists only of all the tweets that were sent back and forth.
VoiceOver Michael Hansen dash at VO tips. Honored to be part of what I.
There we go. So that's how you can view the entire conversation, which is incredibly helpful, especially if you're getting in a long discussion with a bunch of people, or you've got DMs scattered all over the place and you just want to see the DMs from one person. Very easy to do that way. And yet again, command 1 resets me.
Reset view.
And even though I was way at the bottom of that conversation,
voice Michael Hansen dash at VO tips and here's one more mention.
I'm still on the tweet where I invoked the conversation view from. So that's how you would manage different views. But if you want to find someone to follow, a couple ways to do it. First of all, you can find them in your timeline. Maybe someone else retweeted them. You can find them here. You would make sure you're not interacting with the table. And then you go left.
Character, action, edit text, image, drawer.
To the drawer. That's what you're looking for, is that drawer there. Interact.
Interact with drawer, image, Michael Hansen.
Now it's showing me all the information about Michael Hansen. The profile image, the name. It'll tell me how many tweets and followers and everything that he's got. But what I'm interested in is the
user action menu button.
That. I'll go in here.
Menu.
And I've got a bunch of options, but
reply, send direct message.
You can look at all these on your
press user action menu button.
On your own if you like. What I'm really interested in is the following status.
Following status, submenu.
Let's go in here.
Press following status, submenu.
And I've got a couple options.
Stop following.
Because right now I'm following him and I can stop following. If I were not, it would say follow.
Block ellipsis.
So I can block.
MH3129 is following you, dimmed.
And it shows the status. So if he weren't following me, it would show that. So it's a good way to check to see if you're going to be able to DM someone. And if you wanted to stop following or start following, you'd go in here. So in drawer, user action menu, following status is where you'd go to follow someone.
User action.
And I'm just going to get out of here.
Stop interacting with drawer.
There you go.
Character count table.
So what do you do if you can't find someone in your timeline? Command U for user.
Go to user ellipsis. Interact with dialog. 4. Window. Timeline left paren. Vibes right paren. User ID.
Now it wants me to type. And I want to, maybe I want to follow Tim Cook. So I type Tim underscore Cook.
Okay. Unselected. Insertion at end of text.
And it is a combo box, so as you're typing, it'll try to autofill and guess where you're trying to go. And as far as I can tell, it's only people that you've tangentially interacted with, so whether you've mentioned them or someone you follow has mentioned them or follows them, but it doesn't seem to filter the entire world of Twitter users. But I've got Tim Cook here, so I'll hit enter.
Empty table.
And it says empty, it lies. Down arrow.
Tim Cook dash a huge thank you to the talented team at Apple who make days like this possible. It's a privilege to work alongside of you. Dash March 9th, 2015.
So, Tim Cook's tweets are all here. I can read them. And if I wanted to follow him, then I would do the exact same thing. Drawer, user action menu, following status, and I'd choose follow. And as before, command 1 will get me out of this view.
Reset view, 540 rows added, Michael Hansen dash at view.
The only other thing now to look at is how to make a custom search tab. And to do that, we'll go up here to the tools menu.
Menu bar, tools, tools, menu, error console, refilter all tweets, view following and followers, command L.
So command L is kind of nice. You can see everyone that you're following and who's following you.
Update profile, ellipsis, command option P. Saved hashtags, ellipsis, command G.
Saved hashtags is accessible, but I honestly haven't figured out what it does. It doesn't seem to set up a tab for anything. It doesn't seem to let you type hashtags any faster. I'm not really certain what it's for.
Mute rules, ellipsis, command B.
Mute rules, of course, let you mute things, and it's more than just the basic username or hashtag. You can actually mute by phrase and by regular expression if you want to.
Configure custom tabs, ellipsis, command P.
That's what we're looking for.
Configure custom tabs, ellipsis, tab configuration, window, OK, default, button.
We're at the bottom, but
return
to the top.
Table, row 1 of 1, AppleVis search, selected.
So I've got a search here. I searched for the AppleVis hashtag, and the way that was set up was pretty simple. If I VO right now,
selected, keyword, tab, 1 of 2.
I can have my keyword search.
Options, tab, 2 of 2.
We'll get to there in a minute.
Number AppleVis attached text. Contents selected, edit text.
So that's a search
for... Separate the keywords by...
That's a search for the AppleVis hashtag. And I can put as many hashtags in there as I want to. I could also use a dash, as it says here.
Prefix the keywords with quote dash quote left parent dash right parent character to disallow keywords.
So if I wanted AppleVis, but I didn't want maybe, I don't know, CSUN 15, say, then I can actually search for hashtag AppleVis and then the dash hashtag CSUN 15. And that would search only for tweets that did have AppleVis and did not have CSUN 15 as hashtags.
Keyword count colon 0% level indicator.
I've not figured out what that does because it's 0, should be 1, I would think, but alright.
Add button.
So let's add a new one.
Press add button. Name colon.
So we can name it.
Name colon. Edit text.
And that's how you would name the tab whatever you want.
Type colon. Selected. Filter tab type colon. Radio button. 1 of 4.
And here you select what kind it is. So you've got filter type.
Twitter search tab type colon. Radio button. 2 of 4.
Twitter search is probably the one you're going to want the most often, because it'll search all of Twitter, whereas a filter, as I understand it, will only filter the tweets that you've got.
Twitter advanced search tab type colon. Radio button. 3 of 4.
Same idea, but advanced search instead of just basic.
Twitter list tab type colon. Radio button. 4 of 4.
And lets you view a list.
Cancel button. Escape. Oh. Add button.
So pretty simple. This is basically how you'd set up a search. You'd again select that and then select the Twitter search. I won't go through the details because the whole process is very accessible and very easy to use, but that's how you get into it. And once you've got one created, you'd get there with your same command left or right arrows to move to that tab, or once you figure out what number it is in the order, just control and then that number. So if it's number, say, 5, control 5 will jump you right to it. And that is Night Owl in a very large nutshell. There's a lot more to it, there's a lot more that it can do, and I strongly encourage you to explore the different drop-down menus and options that it has. Just about everything is accessible, with the exception of the few unlabeled controls we saw and the couple voiceover bugs that we saw. But for the most part, it's a very accessible app. It's free, and it's the only one that I know of anyway that's accessible on the Mac to let you do Twitter stuff. So it's probably the one that you'll be using. So hopefully you found this useful. If you have any questions, leave a comment on the podcast page, or, of course, get a hold of me through Twitter using my username VOTips. That's V-O, short for voiceover, tips, T-I-P-S. And let me know if you've got any questions, or if I made a mistake, or if you have anything to add.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.